Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was 2 short years ago.
Yeah.
So I still believe in Brian Daboll, but I like the mistake of this week was bad, because coming off of a Daniel Jones, let's inject this Tommy DeVito energy, spark, whatever you want to call it, back into this team, it could have worked. But the way they executed it was so bad.
Yeah, the reason why I disagree with Diego on making that decision today or in this moment or this week. Is there 6 games left in this season?
100%
And
agree.
Look, the season's over, but the season was over a week ago. Mm-hmm. Right, we all know that. The Giants aren't making the playoffs 2 weeks ago. They're not making the playoffs now. If somehow, and I'm not confident of what I'm about to say, but if somehow we start to see effort from this team, we start to see this team finish strong, we start to see this team fight and claw and not miss a million tackles and not let a football hit your foot as it rolls around and they finish strong, then I do think there's a possibility you can go into this offseason saying, I do want to keep this head coach.
Yeah, because they have pieces that are exciting like that. Dexy's the man.
But
he's the man.
But here's the warning sign. The warning sign is if that crap continues, he's done.
But I can't predict that that's going to happen.
I can't predict it either, but I don't feel good that it's going to change either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Evan, here's the problem with what you're saying.
Good.
Last week was an anomaly. And look, unfortunately, it was created by management, by Dabes and Shane. The way they handled this, it created the anomaly that was last week on the football field. That's not how they play every week. They're not good enough to win some of these games. Like they stop you if they give up 2 yards of carry, and then all of a sudden they give up a 25-yard run. They stop you, they keep you in check, and all of a sudden they give up a 40-yard pass, right? Like, this team is good. Offensively, they do really good things. You get this shot, you get this, you know, 5-yard completion, you get this 8-yard completion, then you throw an interception in the red zone, right? Like, it's all of these really good things put together, and then there's this one mistake.
Right.
Yesterday was just mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. They clearly were not dialed in like they normally are dialed in.
Well, they better prove
this,
that.
This is
then.
Not like, are you good enough to win? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what the tape looks like, and are you dialed in that you're focusing on every little thing? They weren't this week.
Well, they've got to prove that they can do that again.
But this was created by the circumstance, the situation, the mishandling of the Daniel Jones benching and then release. Like, This was an organizational failure of the team. This isn't a team failure of the organization. You understand the difference, mm-hmm. right? That's what happened this week. So what I'm expecting from Dexter Lawrence, from Kayvon Thibodeau, from Brian Burns, from all the young kids on the offensive side of the ball, from Tyrone Tracy to get this thing cleaned up with the fumbling, from Malik Nabers to get his head right and to start focusing on being a leader as opposed to being an arsonist in that locker room, from all of these other guys finding ways to galvanize around Tommy DeVito and put a good product on the field. Like, I expect that that's going to happen. Now, if it doesn't, that's when we start, all right, let's put this thing to medium now. It's off a simmer. Let's put this thing to a little bit to medium or maybe low, right? And then if it continues, then you start clicking it up to hot, right? But right now, they have to, like, flush this nonsense, because this was a nonsense week. Self-created nonsense week. They have to get rid of it and then get back to what they were the weeks before, where if you're going to lose a game, lose a one-score game because you're not good enough. Or find a way to win those games by not making the mistake in the critical moment.
Tom is calling from Freehold. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hey, what's up, Evan Tiki? Couple things here. Don't hang up on me too quick. I just wanted to talk about more of the things what Tiki was referencing on the captain piece before. And Tiki, with all due respect, I've watched you my your whole career as a young, you know, teenager wanting to play the sport. You were the guy. So I know you have the professionalism and the knowledge of it, but I just don't see Daniel Jones. I know I'm not in the locker room, but on the field, I don't know how you would want to follow someone like that who has not made any improvements, no adjustments. I don't see any fire, and that may not be his personality, but, I mean, you're in New York, man. It's been 5-6 years now. You got to change. You got to make a change. I got to understand where you can have that perception of him being a total leader and captain.
Well, he is the captain, first of all.
Because he was voted on it by his teammates.
Right. So that's where it comes from, as simple as that.
Understood.
Secondly, he works his ass off. So the problem is he's not good enough.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, so Daniel Jones is the first one there. He's the hardest worker. He lifts like a maniac. He runs. He works out, like, runs like a maniac, as fast as any of these guys. He studies his ass off. He is the example that you want to be your captain. But Tom, he's just not good enough. You know what I mean? So it's one thing to put it all in and not be good enough. Guys are still going to respect you, but ultimately, it's like when the product doesn't produce, it becomes hard to stay behind him. You know what I mean? So, I don't think the players weren't behind him. I just think they had maybe lost some faith in him, if that makes
sense. It does make sense. And I just wanted to make a small other point. It's like how I look at it is, like, if I'm going into work And I know that guy next to me who's, you know, my collaborative person and my counterpart, and he's not holding his weight and doing his job, I'm going to lose motivation for
right.
it. So
right.
I can totally understand that piece, but I just want to also mention one thing about you got to keep Dable. I don't know about Joe Shane. I don't know if that's a package duo,
right.
but I think as a general manager, Joe Shane, the decisions he made in the offseason, even reverting back to last season, not trading Saquon and trying to getting something out of him, if you kind of had in the back of your head 65%, I knew I'm trading Saquon this offseason, you got to get
but
something
Tom,
out
of him. But Tom, Tom, even I've been convinced of this. It took me a year, but now I'm convinced of this.
Mm-hmm.
If the Giant locker room's response to how quick this was and Daniel Jones not being the quarterback anymore, being benched and being cut, was this kind of performance, what the hell do you think would have happened if they traded Saquon Barkley for a fourth-round pick?
Right.
And you warned us of that a year ago.
They did.
And I'm a very, you know, matter-of-fact guy. Well, who cares? Basically, it's like, oh, well, what the hell do
yeah,
I care?
Somebody
just get me
void.
Picks.
Who?
Right. But it's clearly the evidence of what we saw yesterday
exactly.
is it would have been a bleep show where, I'll take this a step further, if the Giants had quit last year after a Saquon Barkley trade, Dable may have been fired after last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's the one thing, ask Joe Judge, what's the one thing that can cost you your job even after a good first year if the room stops listening to you?
Yeah, that's right.
And when you take right. leaders out of it, you can see what happens.
That is the biggest indictment and downmarking on Joe Shane, though. And I've been defending him. I want him back. But there is no way in hell in Thanksgiving week 2024 that after 3 years of a general manager, Daniel Jones should be on that great guy, that kind of pedestal, that it leaves that kind of absence of leadership and void. There is not enough talented players added over the last 3 hours or 3 years apparently, that could fill those leadership voids. We're leaning on Dexter Lawrence, still a Gettleman guy. Not enough leaders have been added to the room. There's no way Daniel Jones should be on that high a pedestal that it leaves that kind of void in the locker room.
But you gotta follow the bouncing ball back even further. Remember Kayvon at the end of last year where he said Saquon should have got paid, not Daniel Jones?
Mm-hmm.
The locker room's already upset that DJ got the bag over Saquon. Now, we don't have either guy. McKinney's balling in Green Bay, so you already have a divided locker room. People are ticked off, and they're not happy with what Shane has created here.
Yeah,
that's
McKinney
just my
was
thought.
Trying to talk himself out of here all the way, so he didn't want to be here.
Sure, but Kayvon right. saying that about Saquon
no,
Teague was pretty
I
damning.
You. I hear you. No, you're right. You're right. But I think everybody felt that way. But this was that was more of a what you had to do. I don't want. It's not worth relitigating the whole who do you pay thing. But not having a leader is hard.
I think we could relitigate a lot of things over the last 8 years in Giant history, going back to taking Saquon Barkley 2 overall.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I thought about relitigating was you brought up the great point very passionately that they should have made this Jones decision a week earlier at the beginning of the bye week. I completely agree with you. The only other thing I'm thinking about relitigating is just not having Daniel Jones on this team this year. Because
mm-hmm.
if you know inevitably,
right.
this is going to come down to an injury guarantee, and we're going to have to make a business decision that nobody in the locker room is going to, they understand it, but they don't understand it. Because at the end of the day, you're trying to win. You're not thinking about injury guarantees in 2025. Then maybe it wasn't worth it. Maybe the Giants were better off taking a flyer on a young quarterback and just saying, you know what, we know he isn't the answer, so why bring him back and even create this possibility?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the cap hit would have been the cap hit.
Right, the same hit they're taking right now.
Take
your medicine and move on.
It just is what it is. Don't even worry about thinking about it because you know you're going to have to face it. You're facing it regardless.
If you know the guy isn't the answer, and mm-hmm. I'd love to get the truth serum out on Brian Dable, who's worked with him, and said, Coach, between the injuries, even the lack of performance, sure, the offensive line had a lot to do with it. Is he the answer? And if you know the answer is no, and clearly they knew the answer was no, because what did they spend the entire offseason trying to do?
Replace him.
So why bother bringing him back?